Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be in this beautiful, wonderful, chaotic world of ours. This is Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Ohm Times Radio. Just want to say thank you so much for joining the live show today. We're here every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and just want to say thank you for being part of our Inspired Listening community. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and today's going to be a fun show. With all of the chaos that's going around in the world, we thought it'd be fun to have a little bit of soothing music, meditation, talk about mediumship, talking about music and how music opens up your consciousness. And if you want to check out the work that I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington, please visit me at marklanehart.com. You can also find me on Shea Parker's Best American Psychics, Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory. You can also find me on Ohm Times Expert Learning Platform, where I'm teaching classes now. And every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, join me for a free webinar for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark over on the Ohm Times Magazine platform. It is Facebook Live, and we have a lot of fun. Would love for you to come do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. In the beautiful state of Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, to be exact, is my lovely and talented co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Mark, and good afternoon to all of our inspired listeners. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, as Mark said. And, you know, Mark, while you were saying this beautiful, chaotic world of ours, it does feel that way at times, doesn't it? I sure hope that at least this is one place that you can come to every week where things feel good, where life feels good, and all is well. So thank you for being with us this Wednesday and every Wednesday here on Inspired Living. I am Kim Falcon, as Mark said. I am the founder of my bi-coastal practice, spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen. Here in the beautiful states of Richmond, Virginia, and also California and Encino, I love the work that I do. I am loving working with the folks out here in Virginia. And if I can help you, no matter where you are, here in this country or out of this country, help you transform your life so that you can heal what needs to be healed and move forward living the life you're meant to live, which is one of joy, then please do reach out to me. I offer readings, psychic and mediumship readings, energy healings, and also hypnotherapy. So you can find me at lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info. And I would love to hear from you. So, Mark, it's so great to be back again. These weeks go by so fast. If you, the listener, would like to catch us on social media and interact with us and learn about our upcoming shows and just come to a place where you can get inspired, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can interact with us. You can send through suggestions. You can ask questions. You can also listen to all of our archives on Ohm Times Radio, SoundCloudLaneHart.com, and YouTube and iTunes. So all of our live shows are available very quickly after the live air made available on a podcast. And thank you for being with us. Mark, back to you.
Yeah, and I love the platform for Ohm Times Radio. So it's an internet-based show, so you can access it from anywhere in the world on any device. Check out the new platform. Lots of great shows on Ohm Times Radio, not just Inspired Living, but many other inspiring, uplifting shows that you can check out over on Ohm Times Radio. With that, as Kim said, we're almost halfway through the month of February. I don't know where the time goes, but we do have our positive affirmation for the month of February. And because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, we figured that we would make the affirmation all about love. So the Inspired Living positive affirmation for the month of February is, I encounter love in all my relationships, and I love these encounters. I encounter love in all my relationships, and I love these encounters. And Kim, I do love these encounters, and we're going to be bringing on a very special guest today. I met Cynthia Rose McCow about three months ago at a workshop that we were actually studying at up in Canada under the great spiritual medium Tony Stockwell. And she's actually going to be coming here to Seattle here in just over 2 weeks for our first public event here in West Seattle. And I'm very excited to have her on the show. We're going to be talking about her music. She's a very talented musician. We're also going to be talking about, she's also a medium and a psychic. And we're going to talk about how music inspires mediumship and consciousness. And if you guys have questions for either Kim, Cynthia, or myself, you can call into our live call-in line right now at area code 1-202-570-7057. We will put you in a holding room until we can actually bring you live on air with your questions. But if you have questions in the way of mediumship, spirituality, music, or you're a musician, or you just want to just pop in and say hi, give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. And also, like Kim said, on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, or Twitter at Inspired for Us, go ahead and post your comment or question there and join our Inspired Listening community, which Kim is about to hit 1,000 members. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, we're almost there. It keeps growing.
1,000 inspired listeners on our community page, and we just want to say thank you guys. So let's bring Cynthia onto the show. Cynthia Rose McCow is a second-generation medium. There were readers on both sides of her family, and her mother was a gifted reader. As a young girl, Cynthia was naturally clairaudient, which is the ability to hear spirit through the ear. This is the ability to actually hear the voice of spirit, which is a very rare gift you actually develop. It's actually something I've been working on for years and still don't know if I have it down. She had a regular communication with her grandfather, who wasn't in spirit and who she had never met. Cynthia brings more than 40 years of experience of her mediumship and psychic work. Her abilities include clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, and claircognizance. So that's the ability to see, feel, and just know. Cynthia Rose has studied mediumship with some of the world's best mediums, including James Van Praagh, Tony Stockwell, Janet Nohavik, and John Holland. And I have to say, Cynthia, I've studied with all of those except for JVP or James Van Praagh, have him on the list. And that's how you and I met, was up mentoring under Tony Stockwell. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Kim.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's
all
a beautiful,
right. Well, hey,
sunny day here in Colorado.
Well, that's funny because it's actually a cold, snowy day here in Seattle. We must have reversed weather patterns or something.
Yeah, I think the Pacific Northwest took all our snow.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of snow, like setting records. So it's actually snowing here today again in the Pacific Northwest. But just want to say thank you so much for being our guest. We're going to also get into some of your music, but just we have about 3 minutes to our first break. Go ahead and just introduce yourself to our Inspired Listening community all around the globe and let them get to learn a little bit about the work that you're doing down there in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, hi, everyone. So, I do mediumship, have an office in Lakewood, Colorado, which is part of Denver. And I do galleries and I do travel around. And I know today we're talking about the music. So one of the things that I started doing, interestingly enough, it was Tony and I actually talked about this, but one of the things that from doing trance mediumship study, one of the things I did is start to just right. And I got together with Miles Black, who is a Vancouver, BC musician, and we wrote this album. And it is largely a channeling of listening to the music and seeing what comes. So I'm really excited to share this. I love bringing through spirit messages, and I have to say that I really felt like I was connecting when I wrote these lyrics. And the funny thing about it is, you know, I'm also a musician, is that after I wrote these songs and then I was out performing them, I had to actually learn the words. I thought, well, that's funny. I wrote them, but I didn't really, you know, I don't know that I really wrote them because I had to learn them.
Spiritual inspiration.
Yes. Who knows? Yes.
Spiritual inspiration. So we're going to get into the music, but we're going to do that on the second half of our break here. We're going to be coming up on our first break here. But I want to let people know, if you want to call in and talk with us, you can call in at area code 1-202-570-7057. If you have a question in relations to mediumship, spirituality, consciousness, inspiration, we're going to be sampling some of Cynthia's music after we come back from the break. I have everything loaded up, so we'll see how this goes as far as actually playing the music over through the airwaves. But we're going to get a taste of that. We're going to get a little bit of relaxation. It's kind of a different show where we're going to play some music and just kind of let the words speak to you as well, and then take your questions if you have them. So with that, there's the cue for our first break. Stick around for 2 minutes. We'll be back after the break. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Oak Times Radio, the voice of consciousness.
The future of internet radio is here. Oak Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. Thank you for joining us for the Wisdom Wednesday, the next 60 minutes of getting you on a path of being uplifted, inspired, for your spiritual journey. Our special guest, Cynthia Rose McCow. If you want to learn more about the work Cynthia is doing, you can visit her site at CynthiaRoseMedium.com. And before the break, Cynthia, we were talking about music and just getting to know you and introducing you to the Inspired Living community. So let's talk about the songs, because we're going to actually play your first song here, which is Standing in the Sunlight, and maybe talk about the inspirations. And I'm looking forward to just sitting back and listening to you sing. I know that you have a beautiful voice. I got to witness it live when we were up in Canada. But let's talk about Standing in the Sunlight and what that means and the inspiration behind the words.
Sure. So, you know, we all have the ebb and flow in life, the things that go. And I think ultimately I'm sure you two will agree with me. Everyone is searching for just that, to have that peaceful inner peace every day as a constant. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yes. 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 And Standing in the Sunlight is really about, when I read the words, it's really about coming from that place of inner joy and light and coming from that peaceful place. And it's really a metaphor for that the weather, it could be, you know, rainy, sunny, windy, it doesn't matter. Whatever is going on, it's sunny for us, that we are in that strength of place. And it's from that place that we create the best life. And that's really what the song is about. And funny for me is that when I was growing up in Vancouver, BC, I really didn't like the rain. So I was really affected by the weather. And people would say, mm-hmm. Well, you're from here. How can you complain about it? Well, and that's, I don't feel that way anymore, but I do know that makes me chuckle, that the idea that outer force of the weather can affect us. And I have to say that it's a sort of a mass thing. You know, in Colorado here, it doesn't matter what the weather is like, people are out and about. And I don't know if it's like that where you two are, but
in the Pacific Northwest, rain or shine, people are out. You know, it just doesn't, you know, just the weather, because like you said, the weather can be very dreary and gray and rainy, but people still just go about their business and get out and camp and hike and dive. And I can see Denver being the same way exactly.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll just add to that. I lived in Boulder for a little bit, and the people there love the outdoors. And quite honestly, having come from Los Angeles, I was concerned about, you know, living through the winters. But the sun comes out a lot, so the dreariness is you know, few and far between as I remember it. But yes, everybody's so into the outdoors and living life, for sure.
Yes, yeah, and the song was actually written, it's funny, the song actually, I was actually in Kauai when those lyrics came. So I sat there and did a meditation the way they came. I mean, how can you not be happy on Kauai? But I did see people that were unhappy.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, how could you not be? It's Kauai. But I actually found that after I wrote the song, and we had recorded it, somebody very close to me was in a major car accident, and it was, you know, jarring at that point. And I found that when we were listening to the song, that it actually was uplifting and calming me. And I thought, I thought, is that okay that it's the song I did that it's uplifting me? But it really did. So I have found it to be very uplifting.
Yeah, no, and our guest from last week, Kim. I was just going to say, our guest from last week was Kim's cousin. A little bit of a delay there, but Kim's cousin was from Hawaii. She was our last week's guest.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and I'll comment on that too. Is I always feel like music is what inspires me, and it can evoke so many different feelings on an instant, at an instant moment, depending on what song it is, what the melody is, what the words are. It can bring you back to very special times in your life. It can bring you back to sad times. It can make you happy. It can motivate. There's all kinds of emotions that I've always felt that music has the ability to evoke. And, you know, ironically enough, I used to, when I was in the corporate world, I used to work with films and TV shows. I used to sell them. And they never moved me in the same way music did. I always thought, you know, if I were, I could probably sell music a lot better than I could TV shows and film. Not that I know film and TV does the same thing to a lot of people, but for me, I always felt like, no, it's really music that inspires all kinds of different feelings.
And I love that you said that. I love that you said that because I always love to bring practicality to the metaphysical. And when I think about film and movies, I mean it's nothing new that sound has been important for humans for so long. But if you go and see a blockbuster movie or go see a big movie, I mean, what's a major component to shift our emotions is the soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always that. And it's very, very, from a practical point of view to me, I think in nowadays, I mean, there's a lot with crystal bowls and sound healing, which is a whole genre in itself, which is very, very powerful. But sometimes we forget that we have that right at our fingertips. I mean, what's a song for you that, what's a go-to song that uplifts you? You must have one, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I've got plenty.
It depends on my mood. Yeah. I did really, because I can go all over the spectrum, you know, from whatever, Hawaiian music to Celine Dion to Nine Inch Nails. I mean, it's really like.
Oh, you're like me, Ben. You're like me. I'm very wide, too. But I mean, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, there's an old song.
Mm-hmm.
It's an uplifting song, right?
Yes.
Or I Can See Clearly Now, right?
Oh, I was just going to say that. That is one that always makes me so happy. When I'm driving and that song comes on, it's like, you cannot help but feel happy when you hear it, for me anyways, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, too, if you think about the movie soundtrack, some of the most iconic music comes from movies. So, Kim, you know, your love for movies, and Cynthia talking about the movie soundtracks. I was thinking of, you know, like the Rocky movies, something to get you pumped up. Or, of course, my favorite, Star Wars, the actual theme from Star Wars. Or even on the fearful side, Jaws, you hear those tones and it takes you to places of, you know, it gets you thinking, and music is that powerful. So I think we jump in to, because we have about 4 minutes to our second break here. And I believe this song is about 4 minutes, correct, Cynthia? Standing in the Sunlight?
I'm not sure. Something. Let's see. Yes, it is. You're right.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to start this, and hopefully I set this up correctly. This is Standing in the Sunlight, and this is Miles Black and Cynthia Rose, and let's see how we do. And just take some good deep breaths if you're listening to the show, and just enjoy this music for the next 4 minutes, and then we'll go into our second break here on Inspired Living Radio. This is Standing in the Sunlight.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And that is Standing in the Sunlight. And this is Inspired Living Radio here on OM Times. We'll be back after this break.
Of Conscious Radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim as we talk today with our special guest about music and spirituality and mediumship and all good stuff. Before we went to break, we were listening to a beautiful piece that you had written there. Was that the one that was inspired on Kauai?
Yes, it was.
Ah, lovely. Okay. I just want to remind our listeners that they can call in to ask questions of our guests or also of the host, 202-570-7057. So thank you again for being with us today. Now, you, how long have you been musically inclined or inspired by music?
Oh, well, I think there's a picture on my wall in my studio. I think I'm about 3, and I'm sitting at the piano.
Oh,
My father actually never took a lesson, but sat down to a piano at 18 years old and began to play. And he used to play stride piano and used to write songs, but he didn't have any training whatsoever. And my mom would say that when I was a little girl, she'd have to peel me off the piano because I didn't want to go to bed because I wanted to stay on the piano. I used to lay on the piano while he played.
Oh,
and
that's precious.
I would have a fit. Yeah, it has been. In fact, you know, when I was a teenager, I can remember going through some hard times, and I would get up and I would sing for an hour before I would go do what I had to do. Because it was, and it's so perfect you bring this up, because this another thing about music is that it was a release for me. So there's songs that are uplifting for mm-hmm. us that help to change our consciousness. But sometimes in order mm-hmm. to shift our consciousness, we need to release something. And mm-hmm. sometimes that's mm-hmm. part of climbing back up is releasing something. And I learned that my mom used to do that to release. My mother would do readings for people. And then she would sit and listen to music, and that was her way of releasing. And you know,
so music is a nice. Music, as you described it, is a nice catalyst for that, raising consciousness by way of healing. So music can be very healing, is what I hear you describing.
Yes. Yes. And I wonder if any of the listeners out there want to share what their go-to song is, or a song that uplifts them, or a song that maybe gives them strength. Or I know there was a song a couple years ago, that happy song that just seemed to unite people. And I always think of, you know, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, which is
Don't
You Can't
worry,
Help
be
But
happy.
Be Happy.
Yeah, and then I know last year a big one was Happy with Pharrell, too, from the Minions movie that I know a lot of people
love that song.
Have fun with. Yeah.
It's huge. Just huge. Yeah, I wonder if the listeners, can they communicate with you on Facebook or your listeners?
Yeah, they can communicate with us on Facebook. They can call us. So if any listener is out there that wants to just jot us a line on Facebook, we are checking our social media platforms, and you can also call in too. And heck, I don't know, we've got 3 psychic mediums on the line right now. If you guys have questions too, you'd like for us to support you with, we can do that also. So we can make this next hour or the next 20 minutes and but we want it to be. So we're just kind of going to go with the flow and see how things unfold. But Cynthia, talk to us too. You're a psychic medium. And has music inspired or helped to increase your mediumship awareness or abilities in any way?
Yes, and I think, you know, that might be my personal way, but I can remember, recently, in about a year ago, I had a gallery to do, and I was really, really tired. And I had meditated and, you know, done all the usual things that I do to get ready. And for me, personally, singing really brings it home. So I listened to some music and sang along with it, and I was instantly in that space, just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And So I know a lot of mediums will listen to music before they'll do their work. But
I do the normal practices too, like you said, with meditation and stuff. But some music, or sometimes even drumming, like shamanic drumming, will get me into a trance state that kind of gets me geared up and ready for that. But I've talked to other mediums that say they put on, you know, rock and roll before they get up there on stage and get all amped up and excited and pumped up to
I'm one of those mediums.
So what are you listening to, Mark?
Well, I just had an event here in Spokane a few weeks ago, and I actually started off with Josh Groban, To Where You Are, because that was the name of the event, and got everybody thinking about their loved ones in spirit through the power of Josh Groban's voice, which, if you know that song, is very powerful. And then after that, I switched it over to Casey and the Sunshine Band to Celebration, because it's a celebration of meeting with your loved ones, and it really brought the energy up in the space.
You played it for the sitters, and everybody was listening together. Mark?
Are you there, Mark?
On mute. I was just saying that, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was asking, you played your music for the whole audience to listen to then, and got everybody on the same page.
You bet. Yeah,
and why should you be the only one up there working hard, right? Everybody should be contributing to the energy to bring forth the messages, right?
Exactly. And actually, when Cynthia comes up here in 2 weeks, she's going to get to experience a little bit that. This will be our first time working together in a public forum, so she'll get to experience a little bit of how I work, and I'll get to experience how she works. So hopefully, Cynthia, you're okay with a little bit of music in the event.
Well, of course. I love to play some music. I have music going for people. I mean, music is the universal language, and there is no differences. And when I was studying music, I used to love the stories of how musicians would play together in these great big ensembles, and they didn't have to speak the same language. They don't have to be the same color. It's all just one great group of people creating this loving creation. And that's what music is to me, is that there is this connection. And to watch a group of people, just watch the energy in a room come together when there's music, and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is the universal language of everybody. Music and math, I'd say, would go hand in hand. So we're going to be playing another song, Cynthia. This one, if I've got this correct, it's called Sweet Butterfly. And I think what we'll do is it's about 4 minutes long, and we're going to be coming up on our last break. So I think we'll do it on the other side of the break to leave enough time. Let's talk about Sweet Butterfly, or do you want to play Possibilities? What do you feel inspired to play, Possibilities or Sweet Butterfly?
Your choice, Mark, whichever. But I'll tell you a little bit about – go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Kim, what do you feel inspired to listen to? Do you want to listen to Possibilities or Sweet Butterfly? They're both great songs.
I think Sweet Butterfly – I don't know why.
Sweet Butterfly.
I'll suggest that.
Let's see here. So it's about 4 minutes, and actually I'm being told that we can hold the break. So let's talk about Sweet Butterfly real quick, Cynthia, and then we're going to play it before we go to break, and then after the song we'll go into our last break for the show. How's that?
Sure. So Sweet Butterfly is about when one person has crossed over, two people deep in love, and one person has crossed over, and the other one is joining the other, and they are finally free to be together. And that's simply what the song is about. And as you all, you know, as mediums, there's such a beautiful feeling that loved ones bring when they're back together. It is just a overwhelmingly wonderful feeling when you have two people that are joining each other. You know, just to share a little, when my father was going to pass, my mom had passed, and when my father was going to pass, he looked at me and I said, "Oh, you were with mom last night," which he looked at me and he said, "It was so beautiful. We flew everywhere together." And I knew that it was going to be time for him at that moment. And so I released him.
Beautiful.
But
do you see butterflies a lot now? Just curious.
Do I see butterflies a lot? I used to. I see more dragonflies now.
More dragonflies, okay. Let's play Sweet Butterfly for the inspired listening audience out there all around the world. Again, think of your loved one. Think of connecting with your loved one. This is Sweet Butterfly by Cynthia Rose and Miles Black. And we'll go right into the break after this song. So enjoy Sweet Butterfly.
I'm so pretty.
beautiful. And this is Inspired Living Radio here on OM Time. We'll be back in two.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hey, Inspired listeners, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio here with Mark and Kim. Right before the break, we were listening to a beautiful song called Sweet Butterfly that took us into the break. And then we're in the last section of the show now. Our special guest, Cynthia Rose McCow. If you want to learn more about the beautiful work she's doing as a spiritual psychic medium, you can visit her site at CynthiaRoseMedium.com. If you're in the Seattle area next week on February 17th, we're going to be doing a live platform demonstration on mediumship and connecting with your loved ones. And then Saturday, February 18th, we're going to be doing a spiritual development workshop. Would love to have you come out and join both Cynthia and myself. So Cynthia, I love the inspiration and the words for that last song that we just listened to. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And what events do you have coming up, Cynthia?
So I have the events with you, and then I'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Celebration Fair in March. I'm doing a special two-hour events there. I think I've got a couple events going on there. And then I'm doing one here in Denver with another medium. So Kim Moore and I are doing one in May, and then will I be seeing you with Tony in April?
I'm actually going to be studying with Andy Bing from England come April, so I will not be studying under Tony in April. But I'd love to. I love Tony's work, and if you guys don't know who Tony Stockwell is, check him out. He's an amazing medium that does great work. But I'd like to come down to Denver and do a joint event with you maybe this summer.
That would be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun coming up to the Pacific Northwest with you. I love the Pacific Northwest. It's home. So, you know, there's more than one home, right?
So that's right.
I feel so at home there, and I'm looking forward to having you out here. It's a great city and great energy here, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting Denver, doing the work for spirit.
Yes.
So, and I love how you use music in your work. When I was in England, one of the exercises that we had to do on platform standing up in front of a group of people was actually listen to a song at the tutor's choice. So she actually had her iPad with her, and she would pick a song, and we'd have to turn our back and turn our backs to the audience and then listen to the song and then turn around and be inspired by the music. So that was a great way of using music to work with spirit as well. I don't remember what song I had, but the connection ended up being to a father figure, which was very amazing. It was a blue collar type of song, but maybe we'll do that in our workshop and play around with that as well on the Saturday workshop. But I think music and mediumship go definitely hand in hand. I use a lot of song references when I'm working. Do you use a lot of song references when you're working one-on-one or in a platform?
Yeah, when they do come, I sometimes know I have an ex because they'll sing "Breaking Up Is Hard to Do" into my ear.
Nice.
And it's kind of it's very funny. I go, oh, okay, that's how I know I've got somebody who is, you know, was an ex and it's still the person's important to them. So, yeah, I also, something I didn't mention, I do have, for anybody that wants to learn mediumship, I do have a class coming up in March 25th, 26th on mediumship for anybody that's in the Colorado area or wants to come here and learn mediumship. So, and definitely we'll be using some music in that workshop as well. I just can't stress how important music is enough. And it's like, if anyone's having a day where they need to uplift themselves or de-stress or relax, it's, as you said, Kim, it's so healing and so uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And in this big, crazy world of ours, it's a great tool.
And it's a tool that everybody has access to. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Literally, you can access music from anywhere now. So that's what I love about music. All right. So as we kind of wrap up the show, Cynthia, again, one more time, if you want to check out the work that Cynthia Rose is doing, you can check her out at cynthiarosemedium.com. We'll be doing a joint workshop here in West Seattle at the Center for Movement and Healing on platform demonstration on February 17th from 7 to 9 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we'll be doing a Developing Your Spiritual Connections workshop from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'd love to have you come out and join us. You can go to either Cynthia's website or my website at marklanehart.com to get those advanced tickets through Eventbrite. But would love to have you come out and join with us in a celebration of life and connecting to your loved ones. And next week's show, speaking of mediumship, as we wrap up the show here, have you worked with Paul Jacobs, Cynthia?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, I haven't. I know, Kim, you have.
I have, and the one thing that I just absolutely love about Paul is how passionate he is about his work and really teaching students and making sure that they leave. He's really concerned about them leaving with the tools that they need and that they follow through, because he wants them to be the best that they can be. And I really appreciated that about him. He has a sincere interest in making sure that by the time you leave, your questions are answered and you have tools that you can walk away with and that you've understood how to use those tools. So he's very thorough like that. And he gives a lot of individual attention. I mean, he'll have the class sit in a circle, and he will have each person give a little reading or make sure that they answer the question that he has for them. So he makes sure everybody is participating and has a voice and is heard and gets what it is they need.
Yeah, and I heard that he's
That's
very passionate,
beautiful.
Very thorough. Yeah, well, he's going to be our guest next week, so maybe we'll get a lesson in that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of teachers can just come in and teach the materials and then send you on your merry way. But he is like, he closes out making sure everyone has understood what they've learned. So he's very, very good like that. And I'm excited to have him back on. He was a guest on Inspired Living before, and we had a great, a lot of receptivity from our listeners, excited to hear about what he has to say. You know, whenever these UK mediums come on, these teachers from Arthur Findlay, they're just so inspirational. People just, it's just really nice to hear them talk. There's something about just them talking makes you feel good.
Yeah, it definitely helped in my mediumship. So thank you so
Thanks
much,
so
Cynthia.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'll see you here
thank
in a couple weeks.
Thank you for being on, Cynthia.
Until next week, guys, join us again here on Inspired Living Radio at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Until then, be kind, be caring, be passionate,